A townhouse development proposed for the Swanlake neighborhood will be back in the spotlight this week as Sonich reconvenes a public hearing to consider rezoning three residential lots for multifamily use. The project, proposed by Abstract Developments, envisions 25 townhouse units at the northwest corner of Rainbow Street and Seven Oaks Road. The complex would replace three single-family homes. Neighboring residents say the proposed development is too large and would add to traffic and parking problems in the area, home to the Swanlake Christmas Hill Nature Sanctuary. The first public hearing January 24 ran late into the night and several speakers were not heard. The hearing will continue at a special council meeting Tuesday starting at 7 p.m. In a letter to council and media outlets, Anthony Britniff, the past president of the Rainbow Park Ratepayers Association, said Sonich should reject the proposal or consider a development with a significant reduction in density to either six townhouses, three duplexes or six single-family homes. Community spokesman Matthew Yarrell said in an interview that a survey of 103 area residents showed 95% believe 12 to 15 units would be acceptable. That would add about 4 to 5 times the density of the existing homes. It would meet the housing needs for Sonich Council and Abstract could still build a viable development, he said. We've asked for lower density, not no density at all. Yarrell said area residents feel Sonich has paid little attention to their concerns so far, arguing staff have looked for ways to accommodate the development through variances and ignoring guidelines. We are concerned that there's a set of rules for developers and there's a different set of rules for homeowners. A report prepared by Sonich staff supports the development proposal on a number of conditions, including that the units be built to be solar ready for photovoltaic or hot water heating systems and include electric vehicle charging infrastructure in each garage, and that the developer provide $75,000 in community amenity contributions to build sidewalks and crosswalks. A. Duffy at TimesColonist.com. To comment on this article, write a letter to the editor, letters@TimesColonist.com.